At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, four games currently. The end of night one of the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech hits a three at the buzzer. That is a 37-33 lead now at halftime for North Carolina State. Tennessee having a tough time with St. Peter's. If you have St. Peter's, you are getting 30.
Yeah.
You're in the thick of it right now because Tennessee leads that 60-30.
I think Rick Barnes just checked into the game.
Hey, you know, it's look easy, man. I'm going to take some threes here. That's what I'm going to do. Meanwhile, Kansas all over Samford right now, 38-24, 6 minutes to go, and a game that's just gone to halftime. Washington State leads Drake 33-29.
Looking to add to the coffers of the Pac-12.
Of course,
win is $2 million, baby. Let's go.
It's a 1-on-5. Drake's playing by himself.
I know. Love the Drake. I hate the Drake. Love the Drake. Now, before we get to, wait till you hear what John Calipari had to say following Kentucky's loss. Kentucky's loss to Oakland is the story of the day. Let me just say this, right? Because I always like to look at this and say, okay, who are the famous alums from all these schools, these small schools? And of course, Morehead State is winning today, and I'm going, Phil Simms, right? It's the only guy, only Morehead State guy, right? Now,
you said famous.
Oh, come on, dude, come on. Phil Simms is famous, man. Where, come on. The guy was on TV for years telling you things
that
about football.
That doesn't mean you're famous.
He was telling you things about football
you were
already,
on TV.
He was telling you things about football you already knew. He did that for 30 years. You know, when the ball is wet, the quarterback has a tough time throwing it, so it might be a little difficult here.
You know, sometimes you got to fill airtime.
When it's windy, field goal kickers, you know, they don't know which way how it goes. You know, you look at the flags blowing. When they're not blowing, it's very difficult for the kickers. If the line doesn't open a hole, very tough for the running back to get through. Very difficult.
Yeah, he literally was talking to his audience like they were 2 years old.
I know. That was Phil Simms.
But that's just it, right?
If your sneakers aren't tied, you're going to trip over them and fall.
If you're watching an NFL game, you are older than two.
No, but legitimately, once upon a time, it was you have to bring it down. Could be first time. Like, it's always the, it could be a first timer who doesn't know a lot about the game.
Mm-hmm.
That, mm-hmm. Like, we're old enough to where that was, I think, the entry. Problem is, the rest of the world adapted. Well, Phil did not.
Yeah, no, Phil didn't. Phil didn't. But I'm still going to tell people that, yes, Phil, they understand. Phil, they get it. They understand. They understand when a quarterback looks at the plays they're on his arm, that he's looking for the play call coming in from the sideline.
Actually, no, that is really a throwback to, well, The Empire Strikes Back and the robot helping out Luke Skywalker and that little plate once he needs a robotic arm.
What you're going to see here is a blitz by the outside linebacker. Look, he comes in unblocked and gets the sack. Thanks, Phil. Thanks so much. But let me just play a little game here with you guys here. See if you get this.
Yeah, let's go.
The most famous alumni from Oakland University of Michigan. Remember now, Oakland is in Michigan. Oakland of Michigan. The three most famous. I'll give you one because it's hard for me to give you hints on this guy. Revenge of the Nerds and Moonlighting star Curtis Armstrong.
Booger.
Okay, Booger. Very good, Booger.
We've been able to get him. He's been around a lot.
Here are the other two most famous alums from Oakland University in Michigan. First one, very famous actor in a huge horror franchise. He played the bad guy.
Robert Englund.
Robert, very good. Mike Harmon. Again, we talked about giving people a chance to guess. You know, I get that you want to show you're the smartest guy in the room, but we do this for you, and we do it for listeners so they can try to guess along with it. I know you want to do the whole smartest guy in the room. I get that.
You were surprised I knew the answer, though.
Let's give people a chance.
You wanted me to be wrong.
Let's give people a chance.
I'm sorry.
Now, the other most famous, and this is the most famous alum, clearly.
Yeah, oh, I know.
You do? Well, wait, why are me giving you a hint?
It's Drake.
I'm not going to yell it out like Mike.
Okay.
Did you call me Bike?
My best hand, Mike Harmon. You got to listen to yesterday's show.
Bike.
You know who it is? You really? You know who it is?
Well, yeah.
Okay, say it in my ear. Oh, wow. Yes, it is. Justin Frostberg, everybody. Wow. Okay. All right. So then you can't play for this. This is Harmon only then. Most famous alumni.
Did Steve quit?
No, it was. Steve's doing his update, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Steve's getting ready for his update. He's actually prepping for the True TV or Not game that we have coming up later on this hour.
Yeah. That's good.
Most famous alumni from Oakland University of Michigan. You can stop. You can answer when you know who it is. Famous in the 1990s for a TV show that still resonates today. First hit it big.
Papa Smurf.
As a star. Yes, Papa. No, Handy Smurf.
That?
It's actually Handy Smurf.
Handy?
First hit it big.
It's not 10 o'clock yet.
It was Handy and Hefty. And there was Jokey Smurf and Smurfette, of course, who would wear the heels. Yeah, I liked Smurfette. But first hit it big in the 80s on a Friday night TV show where he was on. He was the star, but the real star was the car he drove around in.
Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. Wow. Very good.
Straight to Kit.
Hasselhoff, Robert Englund, and Curtis Armstrong. Those are your three most famous alums from Oakland University.
See, I would have given it the extra wrinkle, and I would have gone to William Daniels.
William Daniels?
Who was also part of Friday Night.
But if I said William Daniels, you would have known
voice of
Kit.
But to bring in, you know, his... You know, I don't know. Figure out how to work that together.
I want to apologize for everyone who wanted to play along with the Robert Englund for Harmon to jump in right away and say, Robert Englund!
Is that where the Hoff went to learn how to eat hamburgers?
I think there's a McDonald's.
He went to the culinary.
There's
department.
A McDonald's right next to the campus at Oakland.
Don't lie. You've all eaten cheeseburgers off the floor.
I've never eaten
once
a cheeseburger
in your life.
Well,
he can't eat a cheeseburger, so you ate a hamburger off the floor.
Wait a minute. Off the floor.
On the floor.
Wait. I've probably dropped a cheeseburger, picked it right up, and eaten it.
That's what I mean.
But not laying on the floor, dropping a cheeseburger.
Don't lie to me.
No.
Yeah, one Smirnoff Ice.
Who are you kidding?
No, because if I'm in a house that has a dog in it, I'd eat a dog hair, and I would get all crazy.
Struggling.
That escalated quickly.
No, man.
You just went from hamburgers to eating dog hair.
No. Because that's what happened. Everybody. No, I can't.
Do you put the dog hair on your burger?
No, I can't. Because most dogs I'm allergic to.
And you know, I think they charge extra for that.
You drop that, but look at the hair on this. I can't eat this.
How do you know it's a dog hair?
Well, if they have a dog, because I would walk in the house and
know. What if it's human hair, though?
This is not Silence of the Lambs. That's my superpowers. I could walk into a house and immediately tell you if a dog lives
there. So is that why Benny's bald?
No, Benny, I'm not, because Benny doesn't have any dander. He's a multi-poo, so there's no dander.
Oh, he got one of those bougie
dogs. And he doesn't shed. So that's why I'm okay. That's why it took me 30 years to figure out, hey, I'm okay with a multi-poo.
All they needed to do was breed a mutant dog, and you're good to go.
And now I'm going to have a dog. Pam already said, we're going to have dogs the rest of our lives. I'm like, yeah, we are, aren't we?
Okay. Well, way she makes sure you get a little bit of exercise by walking his ass at least once a day.
We take him to the dog park.
And then you just stand there or you sit on a bench.
It says, I'm on my phone. Hey, go play.
That's what most people do. Figuring someone else is throwing a ball. I don't have to do anything.
With your friends. Go play with your friends.
I know. Who cleans up more, Jason?
Yeah.
Benny at the dog park?
Or Otani at the
gambling
window?
Martinez on the Mets.
I'm going to say, my joke was better. I'm going to say J.D. Martinez. He will hit cleanup, by the way. Just watch. Wild card. So, the other part of this loss for Oakland is, I didn't get it. You said who's going to be cleaning up more?
Who's cleaning up more?
Cleaning up what? What's J.D. Martinez cleaning up? We're not cleaning up.
We'll try that joke again in 2 hours.
My joke was better because I said cleaning up, but I said Otani at the gambling window. My joke was better.
Otani never gambled, though.
As far as you know. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Phone number is 877-99 on Fox. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Everybody here know Marty? Here is John Calipari. Following Kentucky's loss today to Oakland, the party at Robert Englund's house, I'd all be dressed up like Freddy Krueger. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Listen to John Calipari. This is following the game, talking about Kentucky's effort, what they had going up against. Remember, this is the second time they've come in, lost their first round game. They're a 3 seed this year. Things have not been great since COVID. Here's Calipari from just a little bit ago.
I know this is never about you, but for what you put into this, how long you've been doing it, how does a loss like this sit with you?
I told him after this one is painful. And the reason is there are other times you lose a game and you know your team is what it is. And, you know, but this team, I really felt was built for this moment, even though we were young. I knew that could catch us. But we had our chances, which is threw the ball away. We did some, took a bad shot, you know, there were things that happened, and then we give up a corner three the last play. But you got to give Oakland credit. They made unbelievable shots at the buzzer, they deserve to win the game. I hate to say we didn't, but we didn't.
Coach, again, you're a class act. We're stopping. Appreciate you.
So that sounds to me like a guy that sits back after. Again, he says all losses are not created equal. There's sometimes you come in, hey, I know my team. I may have a lot of bluster rights to this, but I know my team. But there's some losses, as he says, is different. And this, the way to hear him talk, this sounds like a guy that says, you know what my plan is right now is to go back and really think about my future and what I really want, because I came in thinking we had a really good team and Oakland outplayed us and I didn't see this coming. I didn't see this loss coming. I thought this was going to be a succeed and proceed game. And now I got to sit back and say, what do I want to do the rest of the way? Am I ready? Am I going to re-energize for the rest of my career and be able to continue to come in with NIL and transfer portal and all this kind of stuff? Or is this something where I need my next challenge? That's kind of what he sounded like to me. Like a guy saying, hey, this is a big off season for me deciding what I want to do next. Maybe helped along by the fact that they all got pitchforks in Kentucky now, like Frankenstein going, oh, where's Calipari? Where's Calipari? He's come on another first round exit. Oh, you might be done. This might be that moment where for Kentucky and Calipari, it would not surprise me if it was, hey, John Calipari's been bought out for X amount of dollars, whatever it is, and he's moving on and the team is moving on. Again, I wouldn't, because look how you have a great level of success. Yes, you lose in the tournament. It happens. But this would not surprise me, because Kentucky basketball is different. If this is just a case where, hey, I've gone as far as I can with this team, even with good teams now, we're not at the level we were at before COVID, and maybe it's time for me to do something else, and the school's saying, yes, maybe it is time for a change, because you got a lot of people that are mad, whether they're fans, whether they're alumni, whether they're donors, whether they're NIL donors, who are saying, hey, I really like basketball here at Kentucky, but man, with Calipari, I don't know what kind of money I have for you guys. I might want to change and coach. Oh, don't worry, because now it's instead of the irate boosters, it's the irate NIL providers. It suddenly is, oh, we got a new coach in? Yeah, look, we're taking care of NIL, and look how it goes. Because that's how it works in college basketball right now. I would not be surprised if there was a decision made in the offseason. Hey, Calipari's and not adversarial, just one of those joint decisions with both sides. It would not surprise me.
No, it's you listen to a bit of resignation of, hey, we didn't close out threes. Well, Oakland shot 15 of 31 from three-point range, including, obviously, the goal key 10 for 20 performance to get to his 32. As a squad, you shot 9 of 28 from three-point range. Reed Sheppard, a guy that you've heard a lot about, and certainly, you know, me delving into the fun and exciting world of collectibles. I know Panini, a sponsor over in the Dan Patrick part of the network. Reed Sheppard's a guy that people have been collecting and waiting on. Well, he was one of five in his 26 minutes. He only gets five shots, right? So you start building it out from there. And even with Reeves having himself a big game, he finishes with 27 on 11 of 18. It's not enough. You know, he talked about specific defensive lapses, the turnovers, right? You lose the turnover battle. You also give up 14 offensive rebounds. Like, there's all these check boxes of, there's just something in just the base mechanics and flow of a game, right? The fundamental things that weren't there. And that's always been one of the knocks that on these one and done or two and done kind of teams that Calipari's run out. Sometimes you can outplay that because your talent is that much greater. Well, as we've seen in college basketball, the margins in a lot of these games aren't as big as they once were. And if you have an off game and the excellence of execution, steal my Bret Hart reference there, isn't there on just a couple of plays, you can't, one guy catches fire, you're screwed, right? Because we always talk about big scores. Where are we finding an upset? Well, we got a guy that can light it up. And that's exactly what happened to them today.
You know, I know it's a $33 million buyout, but this is one of those cases where if he wants to, hey, okay, let's figure, maybe you leave, we pay you $16, $20 million, and then the buyout's a lot less.
It's interesting, right? You know? It's an interesting proposition, but he certainly did sound, exasperated, defeated, I think would probably be the better word.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We have more NCAA tournament coming up next, and why today things still don't pass the smell test with the big Shohei Ohtani controversy. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
What?
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes
possible.
You know
what? Possible. Just forget
you
what those
what?
Clowns
forget
say.
This.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
For Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, J.D. Martinez, and all of Scott Boras's clients, congratulations on being the last to sign and making way less money than had you been with another agent. At least you get to play for this year, and opening day is next week. Congratulations, guys. I'll tell you, hitting the post on one shining moment. No one does it better than me. Nobody. Nobody.
I don't think anybody's really worked on it as hard as you have, though.
No, I just have a natural talent for it. It's one of those things, I can't explain it. I just can't explain it.
That hitting the post.
I shrug. It's like I do the shrug, you know, like tonight. I just shrug.
I got to be honest.
A bunch of threes. I shrug going back up the court.
But I do want to put that to work. I mean, we do need to talk to Julie Talbot. I mean, we need to be hosting some sort of music program as well.
Sure.
So that we can hit the post.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I want to be
songs
able to, yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
We just have to figure out the angle.
No, I know exactly what. You know, I'm friends with Vinny Appice, you know, a drummer from the 80s, and, you know, played with Quiet Riot, a little bit with Ozzy, some Sabbath. And, you know, I talked to him the other day, and he said to me, you know, all we can do is what we do. Here's Blue Murder. I would just do stuff like that.
You know, I opened my music player today and just said, all right, let's see what you bring me, jukebox.
Mm.
War Pigs started.
Dennett.
Song. And then you know what it went to?
Dennett.
Taxi by Harry Chapin.
Ooh, that's a segue right there.
You want to talk about, you know, hey, let's put the brakes on.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I know. And TJ, clearly, after winning that war in War Pigs, they paved paradise and put up a part. You know what I like is when you listen to the DJs now that do all the shows, that they like on XM, they sound like they're in the quietest room ever, and you hear them enunciate everything, and they talk like this, and they go,
very slowly.
That was Fleetwood Mac. And you hear them inhale.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like so quiet.
And here's Pete Schwede.
I saw them back in 1976 at a bar outside of Sacramento. And they were just as good then as they were now.
Walking on their hay.
I'm like, I want a microphone like that that just makes it sound like I'm standing in the biggest cavern ever, where you can hear me breathe in.
With each step, you could hear the crack of the peanut shells.
I love those DJs, and that's how they sound. They have this great, huge. They spend all kinds of money on a microphone to make them sound so good here on the radio.
You know, these Shure microphones are pretty darn good, though.
Here's Lisa Loeb. Her big hit from 1994, Reality Bites.
You went Lisa Loeb. Nicely done.
And unlike Kentucky, Lisa Loeb can tell you to stay in the NCAA tournament. The Jason Smith with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Four games currently. The end of night one of the NCAA tournament. Not that this is bad news, but Kansas shot the lights out in the first half against Samford. They lead by 10 at halftime, 48-38. Early in the second half, it's Drake on top of Washington State, 35-33. Tennessee and St. Peter's, well, thankfully this is almost over, 77-43.
It's a running clock.
I don't think St. Peter's is going to get to 50, and Tennessee's moving on to second round.
I think the game is still going on while they're showing me a Ghostbusters ad.
Yeah, they're not going to...
Just keep playing.
Wait, we're not going to break. No, they're going to go. You just show that we got to get the commercials in.
You might as well do it in a picture-in-picture.
Keep going,
man. How do we run more ads?
Keep going.
When there's a blowout,
keep going.
You run more ads.
North Carolina State leading Texas Tech 45-39. This one early in the second half. North Carolina State attempting to win the NCAA tournament by winning 37 games in a row to
37?
Close the season. In a row. That's why I said in a row.
How about
you
that?
Like that? But look, today was day two of Shohei Ohtani, interpreter, gambling gate. And for the second day, none of the Ohtani stuff passes the smell test. When the story broke yesterday, we found out that Shohei Ohtani's interpreter is charged with taking $4.5 million from his account to pay off his gambling debts. This story comes out, and then ESPN says, wait a minute. Before this story broke, we had a story ready to go where we talked to the interpreter. We had sources.
They sweated him down for 90 minutes.
Yeah. And it was, hey, Ohtani was covering the gambling debts of his interpreter.
It was a loan.
Wait a minute.
How much money do you make as an interpreter?
So there's a question about that. Like, yeah. Wait a minute. So was Ohtani covering gambling debts and he was more heavily involved? Was this a, you know, his interpreter said, no, these are all my gambling debts and I'm taking money, I'm siphoning money away from you and putting it in from one column into another column? And it didn't pass the smell test simply because this is a pretty big story. To be told and find out that you have had $4.5 million taken away from you is not something that happens right away. You had to know about this for a long time. And what do we see yesterday? Right before the game, Ohtani's interpreter are in the dugout joking with each other.
But think about this, right? You this is the guy that's been your right-hand man while you're in the States. Ever since you joined the Anaheim, the California, you know, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Sorry, I got to get the game, the name right.
Yes.
He's your right-hand man. Now you're in South Korea, and you're an insulated guy, right? We had mysteries about what the hell your dog's name was. You have a mystery wife. Nobody really, like, you don't talk really at all, right? You're not accessible. You and Mike Trout are kind of fighting for who we know less about in the process. And then this guy, hey, what'd you do today? Oh, nothing. Meanwhile, he was talking with ESPN for 90 minutes. They didn't know that was going down.
Why do you keep asking me about? Nah, it's nothing. It's fine.
Nah.
No, look, but not
what'd
only
you
that.
Do all day? But I took a nap.
But this is not something that he. No way he didn't know about this going into yesterday. But right before the game, he's in the dugout with him. So wait a minute. So what did we say last night on the show? Hang on a second. So after the game, you found out about him taking $4.5 million. It happened really fast, like it's a television show. And hey, we got to wrap this up. We have 8 minutes to go. We can only get this 8 minutes in the final one. We're solving it. Bosch is solving everything in the final 8 minutes.
You and Bosch, the obsession.
Oh, dude,
are you getting points on that show?
No, I'm done. We just finished the entire Bosch run, and now we're heading to Bosch Legacy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the first season of Peaky Blinders.
Is that Raptors Bosch or Heat Bosch?
No, this is Heat Bosch. No, I'm telling. And I've learned a lot about planting evidence. And now, after seeing Bosch for 6 seasons, I have no doubt your dad, police
you
officer.
You understand me a lot more.
No. I have no doubt your dad planted evidence throughout his career as a police officer. I have no doubt.
You got that? You got my brother's as master thieves?
Yeah.
What the hell do you think of me?
I have no
you gotta
doubt.
Gotta say allegedly.
Well, it's all alleged.
Alleged. Well, I can't prove it, but I know. All the planting evidence that, I mean, come on. Your dad planted
this is
evidence.
How I get these purple shorts.
So, are you really... And the interpreter gets fired right after the game.
Yeah.
So all of this happened right after the game, and Ohtani finds out everything right after the game, and the decision is made that they're going to fire the interpreter, and the story breaks, and Ohtani knew none of this.
Yes.
Right? That was the big question yesterday, right? You can't tell me he didn't know anything because he's joking around with him before, and this is something that's a long play. It's a long sting. It's a long story. And it just comes out now, and he's hanging out with him, and they're best friends right before the game, and then after the game, everything changes. No way. What was the report today? Right? New York Post had it. Other sources had it. Oh, hey, according to Ohtani, he found out about it right after the game. This is one of those, how do you have an answer for everything, right? That's where you got an answer for everything. Really? You found out after the game. So you knew nothing about this. And right after the game, somehow you were told, hey, guess what? He's been stealing money. He admits it. The Dodgers fire him. And that's how we're going forward? Come on, man. That's not how the wheels of justice or the wheels of investigation go. It's not how it goes. That's just not. But to sit here and tell me that, oh, he found out everything after the game, like I'm blameless. What did I tell you last night? That didn't pass the smell test, and Ohtani was going to be insulated very, very quickly. What's happening right now? Exactly what we said. It still doesn't pass the smell test, and here's Ohtani being insulated from this as much as they can do it. Really? The one question they knew they had to answer, oh, hey, no. Hey, he didn't know until after the game was over. Oh. So the one question needed to be answered, you have a pretty snappy answer for. Again, not passing the smell test.
After the season opener, the Dodger officials, this is the report, ESPN, clubhouse meeting told players a negative story was coming later in the day. And then Mazzara apologized, saying he had a gambling addiction. And the idea here is that it's then, and only then, that the official said, Ohtani understood for the first time what was happening and began asking questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When asked Wednesday if he had ever interpreted anything incorrectly on purpose, Mazzara said, no, I've never done that. So, yeah, none of this The timeline just stinks.
And then just for the other part of it is that, you know, this is $4.5 million. How many gamblers I saw, like professional gamblers, explaining, hey, we don't allow people to roll over $4.5 million.
But I talk about it also from the banking side of thing. Like, if you're moving that kind of money, unless you've just got absolute access, and from all reports, you know, and we've been able to surmise this for a long time, Otani kind of lets his people take care of a lot of things. You're still going to know where $4 million is, right?
Yeah.
Rich people aren't rich by accident.
No. And gamblers aren't going to allow you to roll over $4.5 million unless they know, okay, this money's going to come from, we are confident we can get it. We know we're going to get it when we have to, and now we're at the point where we need to get it. They don't let you do that.
Well, because that's also where it's the raise the hand of, you know, as much as you could be Shohei Ohtani's guy, this is where you start getting into the credibility of, you know, how thick is that line and where he's at and the involvement of it. And again, it's all conjecture and speculation at this point. But that's the part of it that fails for me is, the interpreter. I don't know what he makes.
I read he makes about $300,000.
But he sure as hell ain't running up $4.5 million of credit unless he's saying, hey,
Unless they know where they're getting the money from.
You know what I mean?
From.
Like that's just
doesn't
it.
Pass the smell test. Today's even worse. Especially as, we have an answer for the biggest question. Don't worry, we have an answer for that. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's a little bit more nuanced and things like that, but you have an answer for that right away. Okay. All right. Again, watching so much Bosch, I understand when you have an answer for something right away, it means you're guilty.
But IRS,
it means you're guilty.
Go ahead.
Not really.
That's just in Bosch, though. It's just in Bosch.
If you haven't answered that quickly, it could be the truth.
Yet to be shown here, but in Bosch.
Because when you're talking the truth, it comes out very quick.
Sure. But it's a lot to believe.
Why can't you just believe the guy?
It's a lot to believe. It's a
lot.
You have
no reason not to believe him.
I have no reason to believe him.
There's a lot out there that doesn't make sense. And there needs to be a little bit more, especially when ESPN had a story. Like ESPN, as much as you want to say, they're not going to go out here with a story that's going to get them sued, that's going to make them look like they were wrong. They're not going to come out and say, hey, we had this story that these debts were being covered unless they had some kind of testimony, interviews, anything else. They're not putting the reputation of ESPN on the line unless they had that. So this is where, okay, here's a report we got from Ohtani. Here's a report ESPN had, and there's a big difference. So
just
now
remember,
it's gotta happen.
Jason, who the commissioner of baseball is.
Well, I know.
The Astros cheat.
Yeah, he hates the players. If this is the owners, everything would be fine. If this is the owners, everything would be fine. He'd take care of this in a second.
They fired the interpreter.
He'd walk in.
It's done.
No. But to Justin's point, and that's where this becomes interesting on a whole different level. Like, obviously, we all want the money trail, right? We want to know what the reality is. For Major League Baseball, yes, this is Armageddon. I sent you guys the picture of the trading card that was put out 2 years ago that put Ohtani and Rose on the same card. A lot of people having laughs with that today. But just the idea of, all right, if he's involved with this, look, we've seen high-profile athletes involved in gambling things before. That's not new. This is, again, illegal gambling. You're in the state of California. But if it is, to Justin's point, they fired him. Hey, nothing to see here. It's done. We took care of him. He was the problem. And that's the Rob Manfred that we've come to know and loathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we'll see. This is not just a Rob Manfred thing. There's a lot. There's gamblers at pay. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things. Again, like I said last night, this is weeks, not days, this story. Weeks,
nothing
not
to see days. Here, guys.
Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live right now. See the standings, get rules now at foxsportsradio.com. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Well, coming up next, we celebrate day one of the NCAA tournament the best way we know how. True TV or not TV, the greatest radio game ever is next. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We'll have more from the NCAA tournament coming up in about 12 minutes, but as Pinhead once said in Phantasm, it is time to play.
Nice.
Time to play the greatest radio game ever. You thought you liked the Magic Johnson Twitter game. This is True TV or Not TV. With all the games going on this week on True TV, we play a game, let you know a little about True TV. I give you a show, and you tell me if this is a real show that's once been on True TV, or if it's made up entirely by me.
Nice.
Playing myself, Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, Steve DeSager. Are you guys ready?
So it's not necessarily a current show, just once.
It had to have aired at some point on True TV.
Let's get it on.
Barber, Barber. Barber, Barber. The youngest of Tiki and Rondé Barber's brothers runs a barbershop near the family's hometown of Newport News, Virginia.
No,
Barber,
but I
dig Barber.
That.
No.
Youngest of Tiki and Rondé Barber's brothers runs a barbershop near the family's hometown of Newport News, Virginia.
Let me ask the question, though. Does this tap into other, like, fights with radio and TV personnel?
This is
or is he just in a barbershop?
Maybe they talk about it on the show. You know, my brother can't stand,
you know, LeBron created
Saquon Barkley
talking about sports in a barbershop.
That show would be Barber, Barber, Barkley. This is just Barber, Barber.
What about Brutus the Beefcake?
No, that's a different show. That's Brutus Barber
Ed,
the
good
Beefcake.
Good old Ed
Barber.
Leslie. Let's go. Yeah.
Steve Not Barber, the old pitcher.
Yeah. Sure. Mike Barber, the old Oilers tight end.
Sure. Yeah.
Barber, Barber, is that a real show? Yeah. You say no?
No.
No way.
That is a show that was submitted to me by our friend Tom Looney.
Oh, Looney!
To get into this contest right here. That is
Hi,
not
Looney.
A True TV show. Fetal Fury, a movie in which a child escapes the womb early to dole out vengeance.
Yes.
Fetal Fury.
Just not in principle. I'm going to be wrong, but I'm saying
child
yes.
Escapes the womb early to dole out vengeance.
So it's a reality show.
Fetal Fury.
No.
No, okay.
It's Jack-Jack.
Then he joins forces with Chucky.
It's Jack-Jack.
No way.
No way. No, you don't think so. Fetal Fury.
Well, if you said like Netflix, maybe.
No, it's but that would be Netflix or not Netflix. Netflix or Notflix.
Oh, next level.
Yeah, that's the next show. Netflix or Notflix. Yes. Oh, that's so great. Okay, Receiver. Netflix or Notflix. Okay.
Fortunately, yes.
That is a show on Netflix.
In other words, no other quarterback wanted part of this.
Patent pending,
Couldn't get Zach Wilson.
Patent pending. Fetal Fury is a movie that was on True TV at one point. Harmon gets it
Let's go!
Yeah.
Harmon, you're a sick man.
Well, I have exquisite taste.
Plowing to the finish. Plowing to the finish. Farmers race their plows against each other in fields filled with booby traps.
Booby traps.
Plowing to the finish. Booby traps.
Pretty sure that aired on Cinemax.
Yeah, exactly. Farmers, you cheat, Dr. Jones.
Well, me very little. You cheat very big. Farmers race their plows against each other in fields filled with booby traps. Plowing to the finish.
No.
Not a show. Okay. All right.
I don't regular cable.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just off the title. I mean, there's so many places you could put that.
There is. There is.
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or show.
What do you mean by that?
I'm going to say no, but I like the cut of your jib.
Okay, you're saying no. Okay. So that's a no from you.
No.
Yeah. No, and Justin?
No.
No. That is not a true TV show. Not a true TV show. Hamsters on roller skates.
Yes.
Hamsters on roller skates.
A whole show?
Two hamsters tackle life's biggest questions.
Hey,
hamsters,
man.
Hamsters on roller skates.
How many iterations of the damn chipmunks did we get?
Hamsters on roller skates. Two
That's
hamsters.
Seville guy, man.
Tackle life's biggest questions while wearing roller skates. Is that a true TV show or not?
They don't make roller skates that small. No.
I'll say no.
No? No? Okay. Hamsters on roller skates.
I want it to be real.
I didn't think Stupid Pet Tricks would be a whole show.
See?
It's a whole show.
It is now. But that, I'll say no.
You'll say no. So it's a no for you on Hamsters on roller skates?
Yeah.
No for you, Hamsters on roller skates?
I'm going to be wrong.
No for you on Hamsters on roller skates. Hamsters on roller skates. Is?
Not.
A true TV show.
No,
Hamsters
really?
On roller skates.
How about that? Let's go.
Tackling life's biggest questions are hamsters on roller skates.
That is one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
I couldn't believe it. I said,
how?
I can't make anything up better than that. Hamsters on roller skates. Well, I don't think they're real hamsters, because again, the speaking thing might be tough. So I'm pretty sure it's an animated show.
Hey, if an octopus can pick World Cup games,
sure.
Anything is possible in the animal kingdom.
That is true. That is. Yeah, but does the octopus know it's picking World Cup games? I don't
kind
think
of a secondary issue. Yeah.
Like the octopus is going, "Wait, Mr. Octopus, Berhalter is coaching the United States."
Oh,
and the
man.
Octopus swims to the other side. Going to pick Jamaica. He puts all his legs around Jamaica. I'm picking Jamaica.
We will talk about that next hour. Did you see how the U.S. managed to get to overtime tonight?
On an own goal on the last play of the game.
They headed it past their own goalie. Thank you, Jamaica.
So there was another edition of True TV or Not TV. We'll have another edition coming up later on the show. But straight ahead, you are not going to believe who still has a perfect bracket in the NCAA tournament. This is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha, no cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.